This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Kuwait have consistently stood by each other. Addressing the Indian diaspora at the Hala Modi event, where the Kuwait's Sheikh Saad Al Abdullah Indoor Sports Complex yesterday, Mr. Modi lauded the Indian community's contribution to the Kuwait's progress and their strong reputation among the Kuwaiti government and the citizens. Mr. Modi also attended the opening ceremony of the Gulf Club, a football competition in Kuwait, and Mr. Modi was among the chief guests. Highlighting India's global leadership in the remittances, he attributed that his success to the dedication and the hard work of overseas Indians, including those in Kuwait. Mr. Modi emphasized that India is well equipped with meat of the world's demand for skilled talent. The Prime Minister reached the Kuwait city yesterday on a two-day visit to the West Asian country. Today, Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial guard of honor at the Bayan Place, following which he will be holding a separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. There will be a delegation-level talks with the Prime Minister of Kuwait as well. The visit marks the first visit of the Indian Prime Minister to the Gulf nation in the 43 years. It aims to strengthen the bilateral ties and enhance the cooperation in various sectors. The allocation of portfolios in the newly elected Maharashtra government has announced and was announced yesterday. As per the release of the Raj Bhavan in Mumbai, the Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has been entrusted with the Home Energy, Law and Judiciary, General Department, Administration Department and the Information and Publicity, whereas the Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar will handle the Urban Development, Housing, Public Works and Finance and Planning State Exercise Ministry respectively. Maharashtra BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule will be a Revenue Minister. Radhakrishna Vikhe Patel will handle the Water Resources. Girish Mahajan will oversee the Water Resources and Konkan Development and Disasters Management, and Hassan Mushrif will look over the Ministry of Medical Education, whereas Chandrakant Patil has retained his Higher and Technical Education and Parliamentary Affairs Ministry. Additionally, Pankaj Munde will be the Minister of Environment and Climate Change, Animal Husbandry, and Manik Rao Kokate will handle the Agriculture, and Jay Kumar Gore will be entrusted with the Rural Development and Panchayati Raj, among others. Additionally, six ministers of the state were also given the portfolios. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has been given a sanction for the enrollment directorate to prosecute Aam Aadmi Party's governor and former chief minister Arvind Kejriwal in a case related to now-scraped exercise policy. ED has sought the LG's nod to prosecute Mr. Kejriwal earlier this month after it was found alleged irregularities in framing and implementation of the exercise policy. In a social media post, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi said that this news is being spread only to mislead the people and distract them from the issues. She said that if such a permission has been given, the ED should make a copy of the approval public. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva welcomed the decision of the Delhi LG and said that it reflects that Mr. Kejriwal is allegedly involved in corruption. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil inaugurated the Climate Smart Agro-Textile Demonstration Center at Navsarai in Gujarat yesterday. Addressing on the occasion, C.R. Patil emphasized the critical role of the agro-textiles in improving the crop productivity, conserving the resources and enabling the sustainable development of farming. He urged the farmers to visit the demonstration center and integrate the agro-textile technology into the practices for enhanced agricultural outcomes. This initiative aligns with the government's vision of promoting the technical textiles under the National Technical Textiles Mission and advancing India's agriculture sector towards sustainable and innovative solutions. Our correspondent reports that the center has been established by the Ministry of Textiles in collaboration with the Synthetic Art Silk Mills Research Association. And that is the end of this news bulletin.